This is JIS News coming up. Finance Ministry and Department of International Development sign public sector grant support agreement. New legislative year to begin February 19, and Petro-Caribe Development Fund launches new website. The news in detail after the break.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. The Ministry of Finance has signed an agreement with the United Kingdom-based Department for International Development, DFID, for the provision of £1,950,000 to support the implementation of the government's strategic public sector transformation project. Minister of Finance Dr. Peter Phillips says the funds will help the government achieve the goal of upgrading the public sector to facilitate a more enabling environment for private sector growth.
Strategic objectives of this program include strengthening public resource management, supporting critical public sector institutions, improving service delivery, and generally making Jamaica a better place, not only to do business, but to conduct arrangements with the institutions of government.
Dr. Phillips was speaking at the grant support signing ceremony on Thursday. The funds will be channeled into helping the ministry transition from annual expenditure planning to a medium-term results-based expenditure framework. It will also help to strengthen the ministry's public investment management system. The Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, University of Technology, and the Listomere Gilby School for the Deaf have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to undertake Phase 2 of the e-learning software U-Touch 2. The U-Touch multimedia software is designed to enhance the learning process for deaf and hearing-impaired students. DBJ has provided $7.3 million to the University of Technology to continue the development of the learning tool for deaf students. General Manager of Strategic Services at the DBJ, Claudine Tracy, says the project is directly aligned to the agency's mission to improve the quality of life of all Jamaicans.
And we believe that this is an excellent opportunity to reach out to disadvantaged groups, to marginalized groups, and include them in the economic growth and prosperity of this country.
The total cost of the project is $10.3 million, with UTEC providing the additional $3 million. Parliament will be prorogued on Tuesday, February 17, to make way for the new legislative year, which begins on February 19. Prorogation marks the end of a parliamentary session. It's the formal name given to the period between the end of a session of Parliament and the state opening of Parliament that begins the next session. Speaking in Parliament Tuesday, Leader of Government Business in the House of Representatives, Philip Paulwell, said there is still much to be done before the end of the current parliamentary cycle.
So between now and about the 17th of February when we prorogue, we do have a lot of work to do. And so we're going to have a very, very busy session. So I welcome the members' support and cooperation as we pursue the task at hand.
The government will also have a new budget cycle with the tabling of the 2015-2016 estimates of expenditure in February instead of the customary April. And the Petro-Caribe Development Fund, PDF, will be launching its new website on Monday, January 19. Contents of the new website will be available at petrocaribejm.com or petrocaribejm.org. The new website has been designed to provide a user-friendly experience with easy navigation and functionality throughout its pages. Chief Executive Officer at the PDF, Dr. Wesley Hughes, says the website will be a means of communicating with stakeholders and heightening public awareness about the operations of the company. Information will also be available on project financing, which will serve to provide direct insight into the social impact and reach of the fund in communities across Jamaica. The Petro-Caribe Development Fund was created in 2006 as a body corporate under the amended Petroleum Act. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.